Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Did you ever get into Love is Blind?
No.
That show on Netflix?
No, I've seen a lot of people talk about it, though.
Yeah, neither have I, but they were trying to do, I think for only the second time, a live broadcast. You know, the Chris Rock special was like their first jump into live broadcast there on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
So yesterday, or 2 days ago, I guess it was, the season four special for Love is Blind was supposed to be live. And it actually was just made available yesterday, 19 hours after it was supposed to stream live, hosted by Nick and Vanessa Lachey, which I just like seeing, you know, them hosting things again.
Okay.
You know, Nick, Vanessa.
Uh-huh.
Such a great couple. However,
it's great that they have a gig.
Yeah. Vanessa had thanked fans for being patient. And then, you know, Netflix was like, you know, hey, it's on us. It's not on the contestants or anything like that. See, that's immediately kind of what I was, when I started reading that it was delayed, the live broadcast was delayed, I was like, oh, all right. Well, there's something with, you know, because it's a reality show in and of itself. So I'm like, oh, there's got to be something with the contestants, like not wanting to do something or something like that.
Yeah, because that's who the focus of the show is. It's not Nick and Vanessa.
No, it's not. Not at all. And so I was like, oh, it's got to be some drama behind the scenes or whatever. And so Netflix was finally like, you know what? We're just delaying the broadcast. And then they finally said, well, we're just going to record it and then make it available to you. So that was actually available to you as of yesterday. However, I did not watch it because I right now am fully into a couple of the Apple streaming products, and that is Ted Lasso season 3,
uh-huh,
and Shrinking. Have you
Shrinking?
Have you
Shrinking?
Seen or heard about Shrinking?
No, I haven't. What is that about? Who's in it? What is that?
So it is the so Harrison Ford's in it.
Okay.
Wow,
he's been so busy lately.
I know. And Jason, he was in the Muppets. Jason. Anyways, it is about psychiatrists.
Okay.
And it is fantastic. Jason Segel is in it.
Okay.
Yeah, Harrison Ford, Jason Segel's in it, Jessica Williams. I mean, it is, like, we're several episodes in, and it is fantastic. And it's basically about, like, you know, Jason Segel's character. Something happens to him, and he takes a, quote, different approach to his patients and to the people that he helps because he's, you know, under Harrison Ford's kind of psychiatrist firm. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. So that would be something that I would check out if you are looking for a new show.
We started The Consultant last night.
Tell me about
that. It's disturbing.
Yeah?
Like, I'm honestly surprised that it wasn't yanked from the platform. And I don't know if it's Netflix. I can't remember what platform it's on. But it's violent. It's like when we started watching it, we had no idea it kind of came out of left field.
Oh, it's on Amazon.
Oh, it's on. Okay. Yeah, it starts with kind of a workplace violence. Mm-hmm. And then this guy, Christopher Waltz, comes in as this consultant and he like takes over saying, hey, your boss had signed over the company to me. And he's just really weird. And it's kind of like
early on, you get the
indication that he gets these people to sign these contracts. And then mysteriously, 2 weeks later, they end up dead. And then he goes over and takes over their company. So
you and
it's
I are
really
in very different show land
yeah,
right now.
Well, we didn't really know. We were thrusting ourselves into that kind of a show.
Right.
We're like, wow, what just happened?
Well, I'll tell you, like, if you want to check out, it's not, I think it's from the writers of Ted Lasso, Shrinking. So,
oh, okay.
But yeah, it is.
We are still in Ted Lasso.
All right.
So that's, yes, we're still doing that.
Yeah. All right, cool.
But yeah, there's a lot going on. But yeah, I wouldn't do The Consultant right now.
All right.
Right now doesn't feel like a good time in the world to do
that. No, I totally get it. All right, let's get to that feel good.
So this is kind of a bittersweet story, but it has to do with a dog named Dolly.
Okay.
And a dog mom in the UK.
All right.
So they got kind of a grim diagnosis of incurable cancer after dog mom Sam found a lump when she was just giving a little belly rub to Dolly.
Mm.
They did a brief stint with chemo, decided they wanted Dolly to live out the time she has left the best way she can.
Mm.
The vet said some dogs can live up to 8 months, some less. So Sam set out to kind of check off some experiences off their bucket list.
So the first thing that we did was we took her to the Lake District. I think from when she was 2 years old, I just wanted to take her on a canoe. I don't know why. I just thought the pictures would be really cute. We did it and it was lovely. We always take her camping in the summer. So we hired a camper van and then did the North Coast 500 route in the Highlands, which is, I think they call it the equivalent of the Route 66. She loves beaches, so we took her to gorgeous beaches. The other thing that I really wanted to do was for her to go for a walk with her mum, dad, and sister again. But we did that earlier this year, and it was so nice.
No.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
And the pictures are really cute. Like, her in the canoe is just, it's a gorgeous picture. And, of course, they have some amazing places there to go visit. All the beaches were perfection. The camping, like, Dolly is still looking like she's in good health. She looks like she feels good. She's still jumping around and enjoying all these places. And, of course, Mom is getting some amazing memories with Dolly. So see their story at WDJX.com.
Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's play a game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. And introduce.
I'm upset you didn't call it Fun Little Game.
Oh, well, it is kind of a fun little game, isn't it?
It's a fun little game.
All right, let's introduce you to Jennifer calling us from Linden. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi there. Jennifer's got brown hair, drives a black truck, is a retired LMPD, is singled, and is looking.
Wow.
But is all right with just being single now. She doesn't want to rush anything, guys, or girls,
you know what?
Or
that's
whatever.
Smart. That's
yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. Smart. You know what? Because you want to make sure you're making the right decision. Jennifer, you don't want to jump into something and then all of a sudden you're walking down the aisle and you're like, who is this?
That's right.
Oh, we skipped all the way down the aisle. This just escalated quickly.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's important to get to know
the
person, to take your time, to make the right choices.
What's your ideal first date, though?
I don't know. I haven't been on a first date in forever, so...
Okay, so they should probably bring it. They should probably bring it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Let them wow you.
Yes, put some thought into it.
All right.
Okay.
She's fine with that. All right.
That'll work.
Great. Do you have any tattoos, Jennifer?
No.
All right.
No.
I'm just trying to learn a little bit more about you.
That's a new question.
I don't know.
That was new.
No, sure. Any weird piercings?
Oh, no, just my ears.
All right.
Normal.
All right. Okay.
All right. Just want
to. Can we get to the game yet? Or...
Yeah, sure. Explain how the game works, Kelly.
All right. Okay, so.
Thank you,
Jennifer,
Kelly.
Yeah, you're welcome. We're going to tell you three little stories. You got to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunken doll? Here we go.
All right. Here we go. First one.
All right. I got in trouble for cutting someone's entire ponytail off while they were sleeping.
That is savage. That is savage.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to say that would be a little kid.
Little kid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. That sounds like a salty little sister thing.
Salty little sister thing. Both
Maybe.
Of you saying little kid.
Uh-huh.
I was a little kid.
Yep.
There it is. Little kid is right. Salty little sister thing indeed.
And it was my older sister. She had been picking on me all summer, and I finally just snapped, had enough, and I hacked it off while she was sleeping.
Oh my god.
Her hair went like all the way down to her butt, so it was kind of a huge deal. She still brings it up on holidays, so I think she's still pressed.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
Oh, she's still bringing it up as
wow.
an adult.
I will say, my daughters had really long hair like that, down to their butt for a long time. And when they decided to donate, you know, like Locks for Love or something like that, donate some hair, I mean, it was like a process for them mentally. So... I can only imagine what
and
that.
And when that decision was not made,
I know, by
you, by
her, right? All right, wow. Jennifer, you're one for one. Here we go.
Okay.
Next one: little kid, drunk adult.
So I accidentally started a fire in the woods.
Oh, started a forest fire. That's
oopsies.
Great.
That's a drunk adult.
All right, you're saying drunk adult.
Yeah, maybe. Both camping, beer, bad choices.
Ah, beer, camping, bad choices.
Maybe just fell asleep without putting out the fire.
Jennifer, this could literally be cut from my life, minus the forest fire part.
Oh.
All right, what was it?
I was a drunk adult.
Yep, drunk adult indeed. You got it.
And I was doing a stupid gender reveal party, which involved fireworks. So, of course, the leaves were dry, and it started a massive fire behind my neighbor's house.
Oh!
A gender reveal party?
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Was it a boy or a girl?
Yeah, I was going to say. Come on, man. Can't leave us hanging.
Left that part out. Like, yay, you're having a baby. Sorry I burned your trees down.
Oh, my gosh. All
right.
Jennifer, so far, you are perfect. Let's see if you can round it out with a perfect score here. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
Got stuck in my bra and had a panic attack.
I mean, who hasn't, though?
What'd she say?
She said, got stuck in my bra, had a panic attack. I'll let her say it again.
Got stuck in my bra and had a panic attack.
Yeah.
That happened to me 30 minutes ago.
That would be a drunk adult.
Drunk adult. All right.
Yeah.
Oh. See, I'm thinking it could be like first bra kind of a thing as a kid.
Oh.
That's kind of the first thing that popped in my head.
Okay.
We're going to divide and conquer on this one. All right. Going to be right.
So Jennifer's saying drunk adult. Kelly's saying little kid. What was it?
I was a kid.
I was a kid.
Oh, dang.
My mom had bought me a training bra, but failed to explain how to properly use it. Long story short, I had gone to a friend one day after school to swim with a group of friends, and when I was changing to get into my swimsuit, I couldn't get it off and freaked out and started, like bawling in the bathroom. And thankfully, my friend's mom was there to help with the Houdini escape sort of experience. And moms, tell your girls everything they need to know, please.
There is a public service at the end of that little kid drunk adult.
Yes, moms, tell your daughters how training bras work.
Yes.
How to get them off.
Jennifer, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
The best part
about this, though, is that none of these things happened to you. So you can skip about your day knowing that.
That's true.
That's a win right there, too.
All right, Amy.
All right.
Not Amy. What's your name? Jennifer.
Jennifer.
All right, Jennifer. Sorry, we just spoke to Amy, and I had Amy in my brain. I don't know. Sorry. I'm so embarrassed now.
That's okay.
Jennifer.
Hopefully, her next first date won't do that.
Yeah, right?
All right.
It's a romantic evening. You're down by the river. He's like
wow, Amy, I've had such a great night.
Amy, I've had such a great night.
My name's Jennifer.
Jennifer, hang on, please.
All right,
hang on.
Oh,
I almost made it all the way through with my aunt making it awkward.
You can't avoid it, though. Dang. It's kind of unavoidable. It's magical.
All right. Well, if you want to be the real star of Little Kid Drunk Adult, all you got to do is send us your audio.
Yeah, we need you to tell the story. Give us a little headline, reveal the answer, finish the story. Email at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Kelly, setting the bar.
Stories of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Always wonder how these things happen. But if you can manage to make it through the day without getting yourself caught inside one of those claw machines inside a amusement park, you're doing okay.
Haven't they made those openings smaller?
And this is a 13-year-old kid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Listen, what was he trying to get? Were they like, they had to be like bigger plushy items or something to have a large enough opening so he could climb up in there.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was just larger plushy items.
Maybe we stop doing larger plushy items in claw machines.
So are we just going to prevent people from winning legitimately because of 13-year-old kids like this?
We put them in the other games. Okay, where the guy can just, get it down from the little hanging clip there. That's what we do.
From Fox 46.
And this teen in a tight spot after he climbed into a claw machine at Carowinds yesterday and got stuck. We're told with help from the park's medical response team, the boy was able to get out of the machine. Park officials said he was given first aid and then released to his guardian. I always wonder how they get in there.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Also, the boy banned from visiting for a year because, you know, obviously trying to steal a prize from inside the machine. So,
I mean, not great. I've actually been there before. My sister lives in Charlotte. So
there you go. A little set of the bar story. If you can manage to make your make it through the day without getting yourself stuck in one of those claw machines, you're doing okay.
OMG. I mean, it's this particular game is like 6.5 feet tall, nearly 5 feet wide, 5 feet deep. It's much bigger than the average claw machine. So let's just go ahead and make the claw machine smaller and the prizes smaller. And maybe we might not have these issues again.
That's setting the bar.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Nolan and the gang said, hey guys, a few of us work in a call center as phone salespeople for an insurance company. Mm-hmm. We've got a new coworker, Adrian, who we want to prank with a phone tap. He's a super nice guy. Seems a little timid though. Do you think you could get him to be a little bolder when he's on these sales calls? So this is really kind of training when you think about it.
Yeah. Robert Hassenpepper is going to have to take a... By the way, Robert Hassenpepper is a fake person.
Sure.
And he is completely made up, and he's going to have to take a more bolder approach in this phone tap.
Insurance, this is Adrian.
Adrian!
Yes, this is Adrian.
Adrian Robert Hassenpepper calling from the Human Resources Office.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Adrian, hello. How long have you been with us?
I'd say about 3 weeks. 3 weeks or so.
3 weeks. And how is your productivity in those 3 weeks?
Okay, I guess.
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
Sorry. Yes, it's pretty good. I'm getting the hang of things around here. I'm making some sales, I think.
You sound a little hesitant there, a little quiet.
I just don't want to disturb anyone around here. You know, it's a shared office.
Son, did you spend any time in the armed forces?
Wow.
No.
Well, I did. Boy Scouts, 12 years.
Boy Scouts?
Do you know why I was hired here?
No.
I was hired to whip newbies like you into shape for the company.
Okay.
And do you think you have what it takes to be a solid producer here?
I do. I really do.
Newbie, I need to go over a few things that I think you need in order to succeed on the phones.
Sure. I would appreciate any help, sir.
First of all, I need you to speak in a more authoritative tone. Do you think you can do that?
Yes. Yes, I can do that.
When you're talking to a customer on the phone, they need to know that you are in charge, not them. Do you understand?
Isn't the customer always right?
Are you joking with me right now, newbie?
No.
No what?
Sir?
No, sir.
That's more like it. Do you have a problem with how we do business, newbie?
No, it's just some of the other people around here are looking at me now. They can hear me talking to you.
Oh, don't pay any attention to them, newbie. I'm going to make you a star in that office. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Now I want you to repeat after me. Are you ready?
Repeat after you.
I don't know what I've been told.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you want me to sing?
Are you questioning my authority, newbie?
No, it's just the other salespeople around me, they're looking over here.
You ignore them, Adrian. They all went through this exact same thing.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. I don't know what I've been told.
I don't know, but I've been told.
Oh, no, newbie. You're not going to get away with that kind of wimpy singing on my watch. Here we go. I don't know what I've been told.
I don't know, but I've been told.
I've got feet that smell like mold.
Oh, my God.
I've got feet that smell like mold.
I don't know, but I just heard.
I don't know, but I just heard.
They all say that I'm a nerd.
They all say that I'm a nerd.
Okay, Adrian, good job. I think we're done for today.
That's great, because the other guys here are laughing at me. I feel like they're... I feel like they're going to make fun of me.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about them. The people you have to worry about are the ones listening on the radio.
The what?
Adrian. Adrian's Ben Davis and Kelly K on 99.7 DJX. And this is called
really?
A phone tap. Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. I'm at work.
Nolan and some other guys there in the office are in on this. It was their idea.
Oh my God.
they just wanted to welcome you to the crew. I'm sure you're doing a great job. You're a great sport, by the way.
Gee, thanks. Yeah, I feel real welcome. Thanks.
Who needs a pizza party in the break room to welcome a new employee when you can have Robert Hassenpepper whip him into shape?
Listen, I'm going to need to start requiring that we have video coverage on these people so we can see the reaction faces of everybody around him. I need to see that.
I'm sure his coworkers got video of that. That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Every hour we do this.
This is something that I happened upon scrolling on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's a hair colorist doing her grandma's hair color. It's bright white to start with.
Oh.
Okay. And then she starts with a little green on one side, some purple, some blue, some red, pink.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is called acid spill.
I'm so glad to know that.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a happy laugh?
Yes!
Ready?
Isn't it pretty? Oh, wow, that's gonna go good together.
Right?
I'm gonna look like an Easter egg.
That's funny.
She 1,000% looks like an Easter egg when it's all done. It's hilarious. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. So cute.
Coming up. When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Lisa wrote to us. She said, my father is turning 60 this year. I want to make a photo album with pictures from throughout his life. Mm-hmm. However, dad is widowed and remarried. So I'm having a hard time deciding what to do with respect to my mom. They were married 25 years before she died, and they loved each other very much. They raised two kids together. She was an important part of his life. At the same time, I have a feeling that including pictures of my mom might upset my stepmother. I'm not close with her, but I don't intentionally want to hurt her feelings. So how do I handle this?
Mm. I mean, she's your mom. I don't think that there is any sort of disrespect, especially with your new stepmom. She should understand that her role and what your mom meant, and it wasn't like a messy divorce or anything like that.
No, exactly. This is a situation where I understand that she may be insecure that the only reason that they're married is because, his former wife died and that they would still be together if she was still alive. Maybe there's some sort of deep-rooted insecurity with that. Maybe he'll never love me as much as he loved her.
Yeah, and, maybe she's picked up on that and maybe she understands that or whatever. Maybe Lisa understands that a little bit more than, maybe she lets on in her message to us. But, I think... like, to me, this is easy. I think you include pictures that, show his life because, all 60 years, for 25 of those years, it included this other woman, your mom.
Exactly. But I think she's wondering, okay, what kind of, ratio
Yeah.
do you include it?
This is where we need you to chime in, especially if you've been through something similar. You can. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. Group therapy on the way. Group therapy. Lisa's putting together a photo album for her dad's 60th birthday, wants to include her late mom. He's remarried. And she has a feeling that including pictures of her mom may upset her stepmom. Now, while she's not really close with stepmom, she doesn't really want to intentionally hurt her feelings either. So this is where she's kind of like wondering how she approaches this.
Shelby says, I have a stepmom and she would never hesitate to help me. Do pictures of my mother who had passed and get to know the things that we all did together. She would love to do that. I've seen a couple of people suggest you make stepmom a part of putting the album together and share, you know, the memories that she had with her mother so that maybe she gets to know the family in a whole new way.
Yeah,
and that
I mean,
might
I
bring
I like
you
that.
Even closer.
I like that. I like that, yeah, for sure.
Hey, a lot of great suggestions there.
Shannon, what do you think?
So I've been in a similar situation, except my dad was the one who's passed. If the stepmom really truly loves her dad, then she wouldn't expect anything less than her to include her mom in those pictures. She needs to include significant parts of his life, like, you know, big milestones and stuff. She's not going to include every single day,
yeah,
because obviously he's probably been with, you know, her mother longer than the stepmom.
Right.
But, you know, significant things, you can't erase the person.
Yeah.
And that lady knew what she was marrying into, you know, with, it's just like when you marry in with kids, you marry in with the baggage, quote, you know, a deceased spouse. She's going to respect that unless there's more that we don't know from the story, but she's going to respect that and she's going to, you know, it's not going to be an issue.
Yeah.
What's appropriate? How many pictures? Is it like half and half, or how are we dividing that up?
I don't know that I put a number on it technically, but like, I mean, I don't know how long, I can't remember if you guys said or not how long he'd been with the new wife, but like, if, you know, if he was with his wife that had passed for 25 years and he's only been with this lady for, you know, like five or something, then
right,
obviously the number of pictures is going to be less.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you can't really quantify it. You just find significant events with great memories.
Yeah.
And if she's in those, great. If not, okay.
Yeah, Shannon, I don't know if I put a number on it. And I just, I don't worry,
yeah,
about the ratio in my head.
Yeah, because that person is grown. Like, they need to be secure.
Yes. The only thing I'm thinking of is if it seems like there's more of the former wife and not as much of the new wife, then that could be where I think feelings could get hurt.
Well, but that's where I think.
But that's her mom.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I think that the ratio is going to be a little bit off kilter. And
yeah.
So
yeah. Her mom is probably through her in her life a lot longer than this lady's been in her life too.
All right, thank you, Shannon. I like what Brian said too. He said maybe she could organize the pictures by period and then end it with pictures of him and his current wife, so it doesn't like feel too out of place.
Well, yeah, chronological order I think would make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start early on and you know, start with dad's baby pictures. I mean, it's about his 60th birthday, so you're going
right,
to kind of go through the eras of his life. And I think, yeah, as soon as you end it appropriately with where his life is now with those pictures, I think everyone should, you know, understand and appreciate the way it's done. And I think, yeah, including stepmom in what you're doing, including her in the process and maybe picking the pictures, I think would help.
Is this classic overthinking everything?
I don't think so. I think she's trying to be respectful.
Okay.
And
right.
I understand that. She doesn't want to step on any toes, but
sure,
it's a delicate situation because, yeah, with these situations, when a spouse dies, passes away,
mm-hmm,
it's not like a messy divorce where there's animosity.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's probably,
yeah,
still a lot of love there.
Right.
And so she's trying to be mindful of that and not, you know, trying to, I think, rub it in stepmom's face that he had this amazing life that he made a family with,
right,
you know, before she came around. So I think the way she's approaching it, I think, is very respectful. Just let's include her and make her, you know, a part of the whole process. And I think it's going to be great.
I think you guys have a lot of great suggestions. And if you try to get through it and you couldn't, or you think of something later, you can always post it up on our Facebook page, @BenAndKellyShow. But yeah, good luck. And really, it's important. Hey, happy early birthday to your dad. I think that's pretty fun, and it should be a celebration.
Yeah, and what you're doing, I think he's going to love it.
Mm-hmm. That's group therapy. This, working on a copyright, fun little game is called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Brittany. Hi, Brittany.
Hey.
Brittany's calling us from Madison. She's got brown hair, drives a 4Runner, works registration at the hospital, has been married for 10 years.
Nice.
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 How do you keep the spark alive, Brittany? You're giggling. You're giggling because you know what you really do, but you just can't say it on the air.
Yeah, it's 10 years.
So embarrassing. I'm so sorry you have to go through this.
It's all good. It's all good. She signed up for it. all right, Brittany. So Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
All right, Brittany, you're going to hear three stories. You got to figure out, did that story occur when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult? Let's do this.
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First one.
So I smacked my sister upside of the head with a yardstick.
Oh, wow.
How? Intentionally?
Well, we'll find out, I guess.
I mean, my brother would have done that when we were kids. So I'm going to go with kids.
All right.
Okay. You know what? I'll agree.
My brother would have done that to me when I was a kid.
I agree.
All right. You're both saying little kid.
I was 13.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, little
kid. All right.
She was 11. Our parents left me in charge while they went away. And I told her to pick up the kitchen. She said, make me. So I grabbed the nearest weapon close to me, and I smacked her upside the head with it.
Oh,
and I did not get in trouble by my parents.
Until now, mister.
Wow.
Is that my brother?
It could be, Brittany.
You know, that literally could be ripped from my life, like, right now.
Oh,
those are the ages
of
my kids.
Too funny.
Right now. That's a dynamic. I gotta check in more often when we leave them alone.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Brittany, you're one for one. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
Stripped down to my underwear and went outside and rolled in the mud.
Aw, that's good, clean fun right there.
That could go either way.
I mean, I'm going to say I've probably done this as a drunk adult.
Brittany's going off her personal experience for her answer. You know what? I feel like the obvious answer is little kid, so I'm going to say drunk adult, too.
So you're both saying drunk adult.
Yep.
I mean, Brittany is from southern Indiana, so it doesn't really surprise me.
Hey!
All right, let's find out.
I was a little kid.
Oh, dang, it was the obvious answer.
Little kid.
My mother came out and said, what in the world are you doing? And I said, hey, I put on old underwear.
well, there you go. It's all good, Mom.
That's right.
These underwear are dirty already.
These are old. All right.
Oh, Lord.
You got one more, okay? One more. Let's try to get this one right, all right, Brittany?
All right.
Here we go. Little kid, drunk adult.
I had to go to the hospital for putting a firework in my butt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. That's a dumb adult.
An adult should know better. But when there is alcohol involved, all bets are off.
What do you think, Brittany?
Okay, yeah. I'm going to go with drunk adult.
Drunk adult? Okay.
I feel like the first two were little kids. We have to have a drunk adult, right? I'm playing the odds.
Yes. Good point.
Oh, playing the odds.
Yes, that's what I'm playing. I'm playing the odds. Drunk adult.
Brittany's not playing the odds. Brittany's just playing, again, hashtag Southern Indiana. So.
Listen, we have Kentucky jokes, so.
I know. I'm just joshing you. All right, Brittany, you both say drunk adult.
Yes.
All right.
I was a drunk adult.
There it is.
There it is.
Drunk adult. Indeed. Firework up the butt. What happened?
Yeah. Too much tequila on the 4th of July. I ended up putting a bottle rocket in my butt, and it exploded.
My gosh, a bottle rocket?
Oh, no.
It was on a sparkler.
And we're all imagining exactly how it...
Oh, it's a vivid picture in my head, yeah.
Here, I'm going to launch this sucker out my
hold
butt.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
That is a definite hold my beer moment.
Oh, wow.
Brittany. Well, hey, two out of three ain't bad. Congrats. You win.
Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. And by the way, hang on, Brittany, I will say that all of your Southern Indiana friends are coming and texting us and saying I need to settle down because all of our six listeners are from Southern Indiana.
I am from Northern Indiana.
Yeah, well, I don't even want to talk about that.
I'm constantly offended and triggered.
Brittany says, watch it, Ben. Indiana girl here, too. Kimberly says, Brandis. Yeah, okay. All right.
All six of your listeners are from Southern Indiana.
All right. All right, Brittany, you've been a great sport. Hang on.
All right, we need to replenish the arsenal of magical stories. That means you need to do what all those listeners did. Record a little voice note.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a teaser.
Mm-hmm.
Reveal the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Finish the magical story.
Sometimes you just need to hear it from someone else. You know, you're going around and around in your head about it, and maybe you can't talk to other people you know about it. And so you come to us. You can DM us at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We'll toss it out to our listeners and get you that unbiased opinion. Or maybe someone's been in your situation and can lend some advice.
I feel like, quote, Linda has heard this show before, so she knows that there can be a bit of tough love dished out. So hopefully she's ready for it. Hey, Ben and Kelly, please don't judge me too much. Well, not you, but your listeners. I'm trying hard to rebuild my marriage. My husband and I have three young kids. Well, 4 months ago, I met a man, I'll call him Jack, who made me feel like I haven't felt in a long time. We have not gotten together romantically. We tried several times to stop seeing each other, but unfortunately, my attraction to him was too strong.
Mm.
Last week, my husband and I separated. I saw Jack last weekend. Before things went too far, I told him I had an STI.
Mm.
He practically had a heart attack, ended it on the spot.
Oh.
The thing is, what I said wasn't true. I just couldn't think of another way to make him stop being available so I could concentrate on my marriage. But I feel like a coward. I'm heartbroken. Not only do I miss Jack terribly, but I also can't bear the thought that someone who made me feel so happy would just turn his back on me.
Mm.
Would there be any point in telling him that I lied? Or did I do the right, albeit cowardly, thing? Thank you so much for your help.
Well, Linda, no, to answer your question, I don't think there is any point in telling him that you lied unless you just want, you don't want him to like spread weird like stories about you. If you're worried about that, maybe you could, but I don't think that's going to make things between you guys better. And maybe he, and think of this, maybe he enjoyed the chase knowing that you were unavailable.
Yeah.
And now that all of a sudden you're available, he's like, oh,
I'm out.
Yeah. I mean, and that sounds shallow and callous to say that, you know, a guy's might do something like that, but it's a possibility.
But who are we most trying to win back? Are we trying still to rebuild the marriage, even though you're like separated, or are we trying to pursue Jack? That's what I'm a little confused about.
Mm.
Like, who are you most worried about losing? Like, are you still thinking something stopped you from sealing the deal with Jack? And I think that's still the fact that you want to work on your marriage. And
yeah,
if that's really the priority, then we need to leave Jack alone.
I was going to say, listen to that voice.
Yes. That told you, that stopped you for a reason.
And let Jack sink into the sea.
Let him go. Let him go.
Let him go.
You don't try to pull him up on the door.
No, there is no room on that emotional door, Linda. You let Jack die in that icy North Atlantic water.
How do we always end up back on Titanic and the door? How do we always do that? You have music?
You let him go.
Jack, are you're watching the scene right now.
No. No, let him go.
Jack.
No.
There's a boat, Jack.
Don't
Wake
do
up,
it, Linda.
There's a boat.
It doesn't matter.
I'll never let go. Jack.
No.
This is not helping. This is not helping. We are trying to let go of Jack. We're trying to refocus on our marriage. We're trying to help Linda dig herself out of this enormous hole she's dug herself in.
Again, I think you just need to let him go. Like,
yes,
we're being silly about it, but
right,
just like the Titanic, let him sink into the sea.
Exactly. I feel like Jack showed you his true colors. That should tell you right now he's not the best choice for you. Let's reinvest in the marriage and really get to the bottom on if that is over or not. Give it your best shot. Yeah. Give it your full attention.
Right. Right. And, you know, look, hey, let's not gloss over the fact that even though you weren't physically cheating, you were emotionally cheating for sure.
Exactly.
But, you know, I think that maybe more can be forgiven with emotional cheating than the other part of that. So I don't know. I'm not your non-Jack, your non-husband or your husband or separated from you. So I don't know.
Bottom line is we need to figure out what's going on with your marriage. Mm-hmm. If it's done, then you need to close that door fully before you try to get on a door with anybody else named Jack.
Get on a door. Let him go. Let him go.
Exactly. Let's figure out the marriage first. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
There's a boat, Jack.
It doesn't know. There's...
Oh, it's heartbreaking with the music. God.
No!
God.
We're all sad to see Jack go. We are.
Okay.
Let him sink.
Sink Jack.
Let him go.
Oh,
what
tragic.
An emotional wreck.
Why?
Linda, you Why? Lay there on that door and you rebuild your marriage with your husband. You let Jack sink into the ocean.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. It's just so tragic.
It is. All right. So, hey, I don't know if anybody has anything they want to add to it, but I think we're all saying the same thing here, right?
Yeah. Let Jack go. You got to figure out your marriage first.
All right. There you go. Hopefully that helps. Hey, Cyrus. Hey, Kelly, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's your opinion, or do you have one, of the ellipsis?
I use it quite a bit. It's kind of a pause, as if I was saying the sentence. I'm kind of pausing before continuing the thought.
So, yeah, if you don't know, it's the three little dots. It's like three periods, the ellipsis. I, as you, use them all the time. However, I don't know if it's a generational thing or not, but we worked with a 25-year-old who says I should stop using the ellipsis because it is seen as displaying attitude, and it's abrasive.
Get out of here with that. Get out of here with that. And they're triggered by the ellipsis?
And
Is that what you're telling me right now? People are being triggered, seeing it's too abrasive?
So this is why I'm bringing this up. I want to know, is it people or is it just one singular person?
I think it's one singular person.
I've got to think.
Come on now. Come on now. We use it all the time.
I do too. I use it kind of as a pause. I use it as almost like a, hey, it's your turn to talk sort of thing. I use it as almost like at the end of a joke, maybe a little punchline. I'm like, dee, 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 you know, Mike texts us and says, yes, it's a pause. I use it as an extended period.
Thank you. Yes, exactly. It's a pause. As if you were saying this sentence, it's like, I'm pausing here, and then I'm continuing my thought.
Let me finish Mike's sentence. He said, yes, pause. I use it as an extended period, which she is obviously on. Or was that offensive? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Wait, we don't need to attack her.
Okay. But apparently she needs to be educated that, listen, you shouldn't allow yourself to be triggered by something like an ellipsis.
Just okay? Allison, who drives by every day, texts us, as a millennial, I use the ellipsis all the time. All right.
Yes.
That's good to know.
Yes.
Like
grammar can't attack you. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's not feel that it's aggressive, abrasive. What disrespectful,
yeah,
whatever you're feeling like.
Courtney says, I use it all the time, mostly in place of a comment. Yeah, me too.
Exactly,
me too.
Yes. I feel like they can kind of be a little interchangeable.
Ooh, Aubrey says, if I text my husband the ellipsis, three dots, he knows to run for cover, LOL.
Oh, okay.
Almost like a, you know what's coming for you, wink, wink.
Uh-huh, okay.
I mean, that could be a good thing, too.
Yeah, Amy J, I'm in my 40s. Use it all the time. Yes, we all do. Because we know how grammar works.
We know how grammar works. These are three dots, not something to be, again, but see, this is also something where it's a generation that texts more than they call. And,
yes.
And it is way more a, you can't use, like, you can't sense tone.
Yeah.
In emails, you know,
that's that the problem.
Thing. Right.
Yes. If you are conducting lots of conversations via text or email and you're having to interpret the tone behind the words and the way it's written, that's where I think misinterpretations can happen and misunderstandings can happen. Now, I do get a little like, oh, if someone uses a period in a text message to me.
Like,
that feels pointed and with a little edge and like, a little tone.
Okay, thank you, period.
Yeah. Like, instead of like, okay, thanks, exclamation point. I feel like exclamation points convey excitement and happiness and that kind of thing.
I just won't use punctuation if I'm thinking of using a period, but I don't want to use an exclamation point because I don't want it to seem like I'm too excited, you know?
Exactly. Or if you're just replying, okay, I'll just do okay, and I don't put any punctuation.
Phil writes in and says, I don't know if it's offensive or not, but I do use it all the time as well, and now thanks to you, I know its name, ellipsis.
Yeah, the three dots out of name.
Yeah. See, it's a little education here. Who knew?
Exactly. Exactly. And no, it's not meant to be offensive.
All right. I wanted to toss it out there because I didn't know if this was just something that I was missing, and I was continuing to be like, oh, dot, 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 and people are like, oh, get a load of Ben, you know?
No, Swifty Kim is like, these young people are weird. Is there anything left in the world that doesn't offend at least one of them? Are we going to need support groups of people offended by ellipses?
I don't know. Maybe. We got another message from Mo. I use it all the god dang time. And you know what? I don't give a flaying blank. I feel like it's the way I talk. I three dot the blank out of pretty much all my written and text communications. Wow, these people are getting aggressive.
Oh, man. Oh, he's getting fierce.
All right,
there,
all right, all right, all right. So I guess we can just all agree that three dots, the ellipsis, is fine. Yeah?
It's totally fine.
All right, good.
It's not meant to be abrasive in any way or to put you on edge or make you feel triggered.
Ah, this is good.
Or need a hug or a safe place.
This is good.
This is fine.
I still go back to Mike's. I use it as an extended period, which she obviously is on. Sorry, that's
so offensive right there.
That right there.
That is offensive.
That is offensive. You're right. Yes. You're right. And for that, we apologize. But the ellipsis, we can all deem, is fine.
Exactly. And Dana's like, OMG, I'm Gen X. I use the ellipsis all the time as a pause or a connecting thoughts. So weird to be triggered and offended by this. And Tracy's rolling in with I, dot, 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 am, dot, 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 so, dot, 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 over, dot, 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 these, dot, 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 millennials.
Okay. Dot, dot, dot. Let's not blame all millennials. I think we've all just decided it's one person. Okay.
It's one person. Okay.
One
let's
person.
Just blame her.
Yep.
We've just put one person on blast on the radio.
That's all we're doing. We're using our six fans to all gang up on her and bully. Yes, that's exactly what we're doing. All right, thank you.
Radio bullying.
Uh-huh.
But we're just trying to listen.
Yeah.
Share a point that don't be offended by grammar. It's fine.
Setting the bar stories, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Sure. I mean, I'm not a criminal, but I feel like if you commit a crime, you should probably not broadcast from inside your hideout from the thing you just stole. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a working security camera that continues to broadcast inside your own house, you're doing okay.
That is going to give them big clues.
Big
clues.
Yeah.
If you're hoping not to be found out. Big
I mean,
clues.
As of right now, no arrests, but I mean, it's just a matter of time as some home burglars there in Milwaukee snatched a couple $1,000s worth of tools, but also grabbed a security camera that is still transmitting from their kitchen a week later.
OMG.
I mean, the home's real estate broker and the local police have access to the footage. They're just kind of watching everything, everything going down.
They took around $8,000 in tools. They also took a camera, which was hidden, which they did not know that would operate pretty much anywhere. So it's operating on their dining table right now. We can see everything. We're seeing people doing drugs. We're seeing people talk about how they sold the stuff, where the money went.
Yeah, so I mean, they are literally seeing all this stuff. Like
they
I said,
they have it all.
It's not no arrests yet, but it's a matter of time. I mean, because with that sort of footage, how are you going to deny at this point that it wasn't you?
That is absolutely true. There's really no coming back from that.
Right. So, again, a little setting the bar story. I mean, I guess maybe this is this directed towards criminals?
Or would be criminals.
Okay, would be, yeah.
Yeah, if you're considering taking this path.
Considering a life of crime, don't...
Just know it never pays.
right, exactly.
In general.
But then don't steal a working security camera and then let it continue broadcasting from inside your house, your lookout.
Or do that because it makes it easier for police to find you.
All right, sorry. If you're a would-be criminal or a criminal within the sound of my voice, just forget everything you just heard, all right?
Exactly.
All right, there you go. That's
keep doing what you're doing.
Yep. Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.7 DJX. So a couple things from today's show you should probably check out. One, the phone tap.
Poor Adrian. I mean, I'm going to need like a requirement for us to like pull these off is that our accomplices get video of the other end of the line, because I needed to see the reactions of his coworkers that he said were all staring at him. It was magic.
Yeah, for sure. You can check that out up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen. Or also some tough love for Linda and her lies. I mean, we had to just tell her straight, you know, and I think I gotta think that she knows, but maybe it's hard to like look yourself in the face and say, this is what I have to do.
I feel like she's a little misguided on her concern and I guess how she needs to fix the situation she's created.
Yeah, for sure. And then, Lisa's, honoring her late mother. There was a bunch of stuff with that and some emotions in that with group therapy. And then, you know, let's just not be triggered by grammar and some things that we've learned about the ellipses. All right.
The ellipsis is fine. The three little dots are not attacking you.
Yeah. So
they're not meant to be abrasive.
These are
things
that we have learned on the show today. If you missed any of it, you can catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. All right, Kelly, what else?
All right. Yeah, no, I got nothing.
All right, good talk. All right, guys, have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.